Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. And before we begin, take a breath with me. Feel the weight of everything we've walked through in this Sacred Rebuke series. Say it with me. I know who I play for. From the very beginning, this series has been about truth, the kind that stings before it saves. We started by calling out the illusions that kept us small, the lies dressed up as delight. We faced the politics of morality, the manipulation of scripture, the distortion of history, the bypassing of pain. We've stripped illusion bare, not to shame it, but to free ourselves from it. Then we went inward, tap out to tap in. We learned that sovereignty doesn't always roar. Sometimes it rests. We learned that silence is strategy and retreat is rebirth. We remembered that when the ground feels empty, it's just making room for new roots. And now here we are, the final movement of this journey, aspirational sovereignty. This is where correction becomes creation, where truth becomes order, where the sacred rebuke evolves into sacred rebuilding. So today we begin again, standing on the ashes of what tried to bury us and declaring that survival was never the goal. It was the evidence that we were strong enough to see the dawn. Today's sacred rebuke is for the survival story we've been carrying long after the danger passed. Because survival was once holy, but now it's time to elevate, to thrive, to create from wholeness, not from wounds, to live not just in response to pain, but in devotion to purpose. You've survived the storm. Now it's time to rise as the calm that commands creation. Let's begin. Let me be real with you. When I talk about survival mode, I'm not speaking from theory. I lived there. I wore its armor, slept in its exhaustion, built empires while secretly still holding my breath. For most of my life, I slept very lightly. You couldn't walk through my bedroom without me waking up. I could feel the movement in my house even when I was supposed to be asleep. My nervous system was trained to listen for trouble, even in silence. My son jokes that I slept with one eye open. He's right. That was survival. Always ready, always on alert, a body that never got permission to rest. And isn't that what survival does? It convinces you that vigilance is virtue, that being prepared for pain is wisdom, that rest is reckless. I thought if I just worked harder, stayed positive, stayed prayed up, I'd finally be safe. But survival isn't safety. It's alertness without rest. It's winning without peace. It's smiling while scanning the room for exits. And here's what they don't tell you. When you finally decide you're done surviving, when you say, I'm ready to thrive, survival will fight for its life. The moment you reach for expansion, every unhealed version of you rises up for recognition. Old triggers, old fears, old stories, they all come rushing back. Because survival doesn't trust peace yet. It only knows control. It only knows how to brace for what might go wrong. I've seen it in my own life, in money, in relationships, in business, in health. Every time I tried to soften, something would appear to make me tighten again. An unexpected bill, a misunderstanding, a delay. And that's when I realized the pattern wasn't punishment. It was initiation. The test wasn't, do you want abundance? It was, can you stay open when life stops demanding defense? Because expansion feels dangerous when all you've ever known is defense. So if you're walking through that right now, if it feels like everything's shaking again, hear me clearly. You're not going backwards. You're meeting the vibration you last left. The moment you confront survival mode, the very things you try to avoid will surface. Not to destroy you, but to deliver you. Because the only way to is through. And for me, through began the day I started to sleep soundly again. When I moved out of the state and something in me finally exhaled, for the first time in decades, I let my body believe it was safe. I let my rest be sovereign. I learned that true sovereignty doesn't just show up in how you speak. It shows up in how deeply you sleep. It's the peace that hums even when the world is loud. The stillness that says, I no longer live on alert. I live in alignment. So if you're tired of the fight, I want you to know the fight is tired of you too. It's ready for you to put down the armor and pick up awareness. It's ready for you to stop bracing and start breathing. It's ready for you to stop surviving and start remembering. Because survival was sacred. It kept you here. But thriving is divine. It teaches you how to live while you're here. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's divine transmutation, a spiritual exchange. It doesn't pretend the ashes never existed. It just refuses to worship them. It doesn't bypass the mourning. It anoints it with joy. It doesn't deny the heaviness. It teaches it how to dance. This verse isn't about pretending you're fine. It's about understanding that even ashes have purpose. Ashes are what's left when the fire has done its job. They're proof that the burning was transformative. And then there's John 10:10. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Not barely breathing, not endlessly battling, abundantly, overflowing, whole. And here's what Spirit showed me one night while I was reading that verse. Survival keeps you breathing, but abundance keeps you becoming. Survival feeds the body. Abundance feeds the soul. Survival watches for danger. Abundance watches for destiny. And the two cannot occupy the same frequency. You can't cling to the ashes and wear the crown. You can't be on guard and in grace at the same time. So when Scripture says beauty for ashes, it's not just poetic, it's energetic. It's saying Lay down the vigilance, beloved. You've already been kept. You've already been carried. God doesn't just rescue you from the fire. He refines you through it until even your scars start to shine. That's the promise of Isaiah 61:3. That's the embodiment of John 10:10. You weren't created to live with one eye open. You were created to sleep in peace, to rise in power, and to reign in overflow. Neville Goddard said, change your conception of yourself and you will automatically change the world in which you live. Survival is a conception, a self-image etched into the nervous system. When you live from it, every vibration you send says, I'm not safe yet. And the universe, obedient as ever, echoes back experiences that match that statement. But the moment you imagine differently, the moment you feel yourself already kept, already whole, already provided for, the field rearranges. Because consciousness precedes creation. You stop magnetizing threats and start attracting peace. Florence Scovel Shinn called this the law of substitution. You don't fight fear, you replace it. You substitute faith for fear, praise for panic, truth for tension. And every substitution raises your frequency. Each act of trust, every deep exhale, says to the universe, I am no longer rehearsing danger. I am remembering divinity. Abraham Hicks teaches that emotion is the guidance system of source. When you feel constricted, you're tuned to survival. When you feel open, grateful, and expectant, you're tuned to abundance. It's not about pretending. It's about pivoting. You reach for the next better feeling thought, and the energy of survival begins to loosen its grip. That's what I mean when I say, my rest is sovereign. Because rest is an energetic declaration. I trust the unseen. Every night that I sleep deeply, I'm affirming I am sustained by something greater than my vigilance. Metaphysically, survival is the vibration of control. Sovereignty is the vibration of communion. Control says, if I stop watching, it'll fall apart. Communion says, if I surrender, it will fall into place. And here's the sacred rebuke. The universe does not reward exhaustion. It mirrors expectation. When you expect attack, you find it. When you expect alignment, you live it. The same energy that once scanned for danger can scan for destiny. The same intuition that once braced for pain can now listen for peace. So tonight, when you lay down, let your rest be a ritual of remembrance. You are no longer guarding the gate. You are guided by grace. Because in divine mind, the battle is already won. And the only thing left to do is receive. Now take a deep breath. Place your hand over your heart. And as you exhale, whisper to yourself, I am safe now. Let these questions meet you right where you are. You don't have to force an answer. Just let the truth find you. Number one, where has survival become my identity? When did vigilance start to feel normal, even noble? How has that shaped the way I work, love, and rest? Number two, how does my body tell the story of my survival? Notice the tension in your shoulders, the shallow breath, the restless sleep. What would it look like for your body to feel safe enough to soften? Number 3, what are the rituals that keep me alert, even when I say I'm at peace? Checking the phone, overthinking every conversation, rehearsing worst case scenarios. Which habits are signals that survival is still steering the wheel? Number 4, when life tests my peace, how do I respond? Do I tighten or do I trust? Do I rush back into control or stay rooted in creation? Number 5, what does it mean for me to let my rest be sovereign? How can I make rest a statement of faith, not an afterthought of fatigue? What practices or boundaries would honor that new level of trust? Number 6, what beauty has already come from ashes? What wisdom, what fire, what compassion has been born out of what almost broke me? Can I finally bless the storm for revealing my strength? Write slowly. Let your pen become your wand, turning confession into clarity and clarity into creation. Because journaling isn't just reflection, it's reprogramming. Every honest word you write tells your subconscious we're safe enough to speak now. And that's how healing deepens. Here's the sacred rebuke. You don't need to prove that you can survive anymore. You already did that. The evidence is in your breath. The testimony is your life. Now your assignment is to live, to let your spirit stretch into space it once feared to enter, to trust the quiet, to call peace your new normal. Because survival was the lesson, but sovereignty is the legacy. You're not here to just make it through. You are here to make it matter. So take this with you. I survived the fire, but now I am the flame. I survived the storm, but now I am the calm that commands creation. I survived the scarcity, but now I am the overflow. I survived the fear, but now I am the faith. I survived the watching, but now I rest, sovereign and safe. I survived because I had to. I thrive because I choose to. My body remembers safety. My soul remember source. My rest is holy. My expansion is divine. So let this declaration anchor into your bones. I am no longer rehearsing survival. I am rehearsing sovereignty. I am safe. I am supplied. I am sourced. I know who I play for. Let the breath settle. Feel the peace hum beneath your skin. That is what it feels like to live beyond survival. If this message spoke to your soul, share it with someone still caught up in the loop of survival. Let them know there's life on the other side of the fight. And if you're ready to embody this new frequency, come inside happy, healthy, whole, and rich. That's where we practice what this world rarely teaches, how to build, rest, and rise from the fullness of your divinity. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in peace, in purpose, and in power. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happy, healthy, whole. thebrightrich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.